The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Rural First, we're the leader in rural construction loans because we don't work here. We work out here. We live rural, which means we know just what you need to build rural. Our dedicated team of loan specialists works with you throughout the construction process. And with our digital tool, you can manage your project all in one place. That's how Rural First gets you closer to what matters. Rural First is a registered trademark of Farm Credit Mid-America. NMLS 407249. Equal housing lender. Loan subject to approval and eligibility. Other terms and conditions may apply. Visit ruralfirst.com for more details.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Holyhead Port remains closed following the damage caused by Storm Dara almost a week and a half ago, with Stena Line and Irish Ferries having cancelled sailings until at least this Friday. Passengers are entitled to refunds, just as they would be with airlines, but it means finding alternative routes home. One possibility, of course, is to fly back, but at what cost will that be to consumers, and is there capacity? Well, to talk about this, we're joined now by Michael O'Leary, Ryanair Group CEO. Michael, good morning.
Pat, good morning. Happy Christmas to you. And
happy Christmas to you. Now, Michael, you did prophesy that come Christmas with the passenger cap, prices would soar, and they have.
Yeah, that's sadly, but it's nothing to do with the Fishguard Ross Lair situation, the Holyhead situation. It's entirely due to the ludicrous cap we have at Dublin Airport. This Christmas at Dublin, the airlines will offer 220,000 fewer seats than last year. That's a cut of about a 10% in seats. And airfares are already about 20-25% higher than they were last year. We predicted that some flights would be charging £500 one way, and that's already sadly come to pass. We have flights coming out of Gatwick to Dublin on the Friday the 20th, charging £501. And flights from Stansted to Dublin on Friday the 20th and on the morning of the 24th are above £500.
Now, how are those prices arrived at? Because they're way beyond what might be called break-even cost or even a decent profit cost to Ryanair. I mean, they're very, very high prices. We haven't seen those since before Ryanair arrived on the scene.
Yep, I haven't seen those ever. These are record prices at Christmas. I mean, how those prices arrive, they're set by passengers. The two flights I mentioned out of Gatwick and Stansted have five seats left on them. So these are the last five seats. And they will sell out, I predict, in the next couple of days. Now, we do have other flights those days where the prices are £150, £200, £250. But it's inevitable that almost all those seats will sell out, and we will be selling more late seats at £500, something that's entirely unnecessary if we didn't have this flight cap at Dublin Airport.
Now, how are these prices arrived at? I mean, we've heard, of course, in terms of gig prices, the advent of dynamic pricing, which I suppose has been in the airline business forever.
It does. I mean, what we do, when we put all flights on sale, Pat, including these ones on the 20th and 24th December, the first seats on those flights are sold probably 5-6 months ago at 30, 40, 50 quid. But as the flights fill, the remaining seats are sold at the highest fares. And, you know, people often ask, well, why don't you just, you know, keep the fares at 50 quid and sell them all? Well, because we'd be fully sold by the end of November. We have to price up closer to the date of departure to keep some seats available for the last-minute co-shows. Now, we have lots of flights, but we should have 220,000 extra seats. 50,000 of those seats are going to Belfast this year, so there is at least some release valve. And all of this was entirely avoidable if Eamon Ryan had simply sent a letter to the IAA telling them to suspend this ludicrous price cap or the traffic cap at Dublin Airport. Thankfully, the airlines, we've now got a High Court order referring this cap to the European Court of Justice, where we believe it will be proven to be illegal. But that only affects summer 2025. Mm. It doesn't affect this winter. It is inevitable. We know there's, if you like, the annual pilgrimage home at Christmas. We know there's hundreds of thousands of people coming home, but there's 220,000 fewer seats, and therefore it is inevitable. If you have smaller supply, huge demand, prices across the piece will rise, and the highest prices will also rise. And all of this was sadly avoidable.
Now, you're saying this as if there's some law of nature causing these prices to rise. I mean, this is the model that Ryanair uses. And I presume there is you don't look at every flight and some human is sitting down calculating what should be done. This is done, I presume, on some sort of algorithm which makes those calculations.
Yeah, we have computers there, and, you know, there's a kind of like a Nike swoosh in reverse. So 6 months out, there's no seats sold. On the day of departure, 98, 99% of the seats are sold, and the computers price up to the date of departure. There's no point or no sense in us filling all these flights a month out, you know, and selling them, giving the seats away too cheaply. People who want to get cheap fares will book early and they'll get the cheap fares. But the people, and there are lots of people out there who will pay these fares because they will leave it to the last minute. They will book last minute. They don't know when they're coming, you know, whatever their arrangements are. They will pay £500. We will sell these seats for £500. The point we repeat, we and the other airlines have made, is all of this was sadly avoidable. If the airlines had been allowed to add 220,000 extra seats this Christmas, we apply to the IAA for the slots, and the IAA turned around and said, sorry, can't have the slots. There's a 2007 planning restriction when people were worried about road traffic around Dublin Airport, and we had a transport minister who simply refused to take action. And we issued a press release yesterday welcoming the fact that actually he's willing to change the law on driver hours to rescue parcels at Holyhead, but not willing to do anything to allow the airlines to have extra flights at Dublin at Christmas. And, you know, I think it goes to the heart of the abject failure of the Green Party. Certainly, the Greens should never be given a transport ministry ever again, because they are fundamentally useless when it comes to transport solutions. They are kind of, you know, wandering around in the desert worrying about the global warming and, you know, what might happen in 2050. And that allows them the excuse for inaction and, frankly, incompetence now when solutions are needed.
Well, you know what the minister said, that the law is law.
Yeah, and
planning is planning. And if you start messing about with the planning process, well, who knows what monstrosities would ensue.
And he didn't have to mess with the planning process. All he had to do was use the existing legislation to issue a direction to the IAA to ignore this cap while the DA go about the planning process with Fingal County Council. And I would put it back to Eamon Ryan, although he'll never reappear. He has no trouble now changing the law when it comes to driver hours on lorries for the next couple of weeks. And I welcome that change. You know, you need to come up with these solutions when there is a crisis. When it comes to parcels, he'll happily intervene to change the law. But when it comes to flights, no, we can't do that. Oh, no, it'd be terrible.
Yeah, what the junior transport minister, James Lawless, said, he said, when I checked on Friday, there were 4,000 additional spaces on airlines under the cap. So if the airlines want to fill all those 4,000 seats first and then come back to talk to us about the bigger picture, what do you say to that contention?
I didn't even understand what he was talking about. What are 4,000 extra spaces?
In other words, that there are spaces unfilled on all the various aircraft coming into Dublin for the Christmas period.
We have about 50,000 extra seats that are still unfilled coming from London, Bristol, and Manchester. So I didn't understand. The 4,000 spaces is meaningless. I mean, there isn't 4,000 flights. And there's certainly, in Ryanair's case, about 50,000 seats. The problem is, but those seats are being sold at 250, 300, 400 and £500, because his senior minister wouldn't write a letter that would have gotten rid of the Dublin cap this winter and allowed ourselves, Aer Lingus and others to add extra seats.
It presumably is in your gift to make a unilateral decision that we're not going to charge desperation prices for these seats. We're going to drop the price. Why would you not do that?
If I drop the price, we will sell out today and I'll have no seats left to sell tomorrow, the day after, the day after, the day after for the people who want to book on those days. That makes no sense. You know, and I can't sell all the seats at £30 because, frankly, I would lose money. My business depends on selling the seats to people who book early at loss-making fares, and the seats for the people who book late are sold at profit-making higher fares.
And that is the model that most airlines use. The question
and
of...
That model, Pat, is what creates the loss-making £14, £25, £29 seats. So you can't have one without the other. The point we've been making for about 6 months is that this high-priced Christmas gouging was inevitable because the minister wouldn't act on the cap and they wouldn't give us the slots for the 220,000 extra flights we wanted to run into Dublin this winter. We could have run those extra flights. We have the aircraft, and that would have kept fares much lower than they are now for families reunited.
At Rural First, we're the leader in rural construction loans because we don't work here. We work out here. We live rural, which means we know just what you need to build rural. Our dedicated team of loan specialists works with you throughout the construction process. And with our digital tool, you can manage your project all in one place. That's how Rural First gets you closer to what matters. Rural First is a registered trademark of Farm Credit Mid-America. NMLS 407249. Equal housing lender. Loan subject to approval and eligibility. Other terms and conditions may apply. Visit ruralfirst.com for more details.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel. Because right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
See you in Dublin at Christmas.
Now, if the minister, in his wisdom, decided that there would be some derogation because needs must, a crisis is a crisis. As you say, he's acted to allow drivers to drive longer to get the parcels home. If he decided at this late stage to allow more flights into Dublin to instruct the, I suppose, the DAA and all associated organisations that this could happen, would the prices fall now or is it too late?
No. Too late. There's nothing. We put 50 because we've already redeployed those aircraft away from Dublin. I mean, there's 50,000 seats going from the UK to Belfast, and a lot of those will have Dublin passengers on them. And there's another 150,000 where we've added extras on routes from Poland to Italy, from Italy to the islands, from Spain to the islands. So the aircraft are gone. You can't add and load flights at the last minute because we've no spare aircraft. Now, thankfully, because of the legal action we've taken, this cap no longer applies for next summer. All the airlines are now free to add extra flights next summer. It's just this Christmas people are going to pay a penalty because of Eamon Ryan's failure to act.
Yeah. Now, many of the listeners are saying, why could you not just embrace the Christmas spirit and drop those prices a little bit to make them perhaps more affordable, particularly in the crisis situation that people find themselves, they had intended to take the ferry home and they can't now?
Well, firstly, because I'm not a charity. I have to keep seats. We price up all of our flights so that we sell the last seats at the highest fares. Secondly, people will pay these higher fares. There's lots of people doing very, very well in the UK and will pay those higher fares. And thirdly, I have to keep spare seats available for people who want to book the night before. So people who want to book on Saturday travel on Sunday, people who want to travel on Sunday travel on Monday. I'm not going to sell out all my seats today on a Tuesday and have nothing left to sell this weekend, because then that traffic that books late will simply go across to my competitors and pay vastly higher fares to my competitors. I want them to pay higher fares to Ryanair in the day or days prior to departure.
Now, a lot of the listeners are sceptical, and you yourself used the word price gouging, what happens at Christmas when there's a shortage of seats. And I'll read you some of the texts. This is the greatest load of BS I've ever heard. Sell the bloody tickets, first come, first served. Where's the problem?
What we're doing.
Unfortunately, the poor people paying £500 fares have had sudden family emergencies or bereavements. If it looks like a duck and walks like a duck, it is a rip-off. Another one, the law of supply and demand is not inevitable, it's simply greed. Another one, Michael O'Leary is right, the passenger cap is utterly ridiculous. It's one of the reasons the Greens lost their seats recently. So there's someone who agrees with you. Did he really just say these prices are set by customers? The reality is Ireland has a transportation crisis at the moment due to Holyhead, and Ryanair is taking advantage of that crisis. It's profiteering, pure and simple. That's according to Colm. If capacity is full, how come prices need to go up? Why such a large increase? If Ryanair is concerned about desperate situations, why not hold some in reserve for those desperate situations? Poor Michael, he has to charge £500 for a seat because he can. Rubbish. Pure profiteering and attempting to force the cap issue by punishing the customer. That's from Lorna. So what do you say to those reactions from our listeners?
I would say to each of them, what do you think the pricing would be this week if there was 220,000 extra seats operating in and out of Dublin? The issue here is not Holyhead. Yes, there's people who have booked to travel on cars from Holyhead. I was actually sending some mayors over to the UK this week. They went Rosslare Fishguard. On PUS confirmed that parcels are being shipped through Cairngorm and elsewhere. Those passengers who are coming with cars will find other ways. There is nothing going on here that's affected by Holyhead. I have more than 400,000 seats available to sell on a daily basis between now and Christmas. So the numbers of seats I'm offering are vastly greater than whatever the Holyhead issue is. The whole issue about pricing rising here this Christmas, and there will be record high airfares this Christmas, is entirely due to the Dublin airport cap and the fact that the airlines have been denied the ability to add 220,000 extra seats. If we were profiteering, why would we apply to add 220,000 extra seats this Christmas? The government rejected this 220,000 extra seats because of a stupid Dublin airport cap at a time when we've opened a second runway at the airport and yet we're not allowed to use it. And that is entirely due to an incompetent Transport Minister, Eamon Ryan, who will change the law for parcels but will refuse to act for passengers.
A question from a listener. Why is Ryanair deploying seats to Belfast and not to Cork, where there is extra capacity?
Because the routing is much easier. Communication between Dublin and Belfast is much shorter. The drive is much shorter.
So in other words, if you're trying to get to the capital, it's quicker to fly someone to Belfast and they take the motorway down rather than a longer trip from Cork.
We have added extra seats this Christmas into Shannon, into Cork, into Knock. The normal extras that we add every year, and we only add those extras to keep fares down, they're all being added. But 50,000 of Dublin seats this winter, this Christmas, have gone to Belfast. Explain that to me. How is it that we have a Green Transport Minister? Well, thankfully, we no longer have a Green Transport Minister who sat in his hands for two years while we campaigned to get this cap lifted. And as a result of his inaction, 50,000 Dublin passengers are going to have to come home this year via Belfast. It's a disgrace. But thankfully, the electorate have had their way with the Greens and good riddance.
Well, there's one left, and that's Roderick O'Gorman, leader of the Greens.
He won't be in government.
Now, the question of pricing, are the prices, and some of them are not as high as the ones that are headline now, over 500 euro or 500 pounds. How low is a price in this Christmas period to get to either Dublin, Cork, Shannon, whatever, from London? What's the lowest Ryanair price currently?
I don't have all the prices, but if I take, I have all the prices here. Say, coming out of Gatwick on the 20th, which is the big day this year, it's the Friday and the Saturday, the 20th, 21st, my lowest fare out of Gatwick to Dublin that day at the moment is £142 one way, and that's on a 9:30 flight coming out of Gatwick late that evening. There will be lower fares, I would assume some lower fares. But, we're probably looking at this stage on flights out of London into Cork and Knock. I would think the lowest fares are probably all above £100 at this stage. We might have some fares under £100 one way. But generally speaking, the prices this year are higher because there's 220,000 less seats.
Now, Hugh Shannon says, one, stop using excuses for not using the regional airports. Build it and they will come.
But we've already built it. We built the second runway at Dublin. It has increased capacity to Dublin to 60 million passengers. And yet all of the airlines are being told we can't use it because some county councillor was worried about road traffic in 2007. And we have this idiotic planning restriction, which the minister could have waived by simply sending a letter to the IAA, and he wouldn't even sign a letter. Yet he'll change the law now because parcels are getting stuck in Holyhead. And I think it comes back to the abject failure of the Greens and how useless they are when it comes to transport solutions. Transport solutions on and off an island. This, I think, is the real scary thing. Let's look forward. Okay, the Greens have gone. What's the next government going to do? Look how tenuous our links are. There's an accident of a storm damages Holyhead, and all of a sudden 500,000 parcels are getting stuck. Food getting on and off this island. We have to realise, how tenuous our links are. We're a peripheral island on the edge of Europe. We need to continue to grow low-fare air travel links from Dublin, Cork, Shannon, Knock to Europe and to the UK because they are tenuous. If something happened, if there was, God forbid, a terrorist attack at an airport, we need these kind of links. We need to be able to restore these links. We need to move capacity elsewhere. Yeah. And yet, but we've been so arrogant and complacent for the last number of years. Like, Ireland has been the beneficiary of enormous investment by Ryanair over the last 20 years. We think nothing of flying around Europe, thankfully, for 50, 100 quid in normal times. But all of a sudden at Christmas, when there's a £500 airfare, there's howls of outrage. Oh, we should be giving it all away for free.
Michael, have you been looking at your direct competitor, Aer Lingus, and what they are charging?
No, we don't.
Because I'm told that they are also, they have very high prices on the London routes.
I mean, which is inevitable. But I mean, Aer Lingus have significantly reduced their capacity on the London route. You know, they no longer fly to Gatwick. You know, but and that's their business. To be fair to them, I think they have added more routes to Europe. But Aer Lingus is a pretty small airline by international standards. So they don't have the ability to put on lots of seats at Christmas. They could add some, but they have been as much a victim of the Dublin airport cap as Ryanair is.
We thought to add extra flights this Christmas,
and because Eamon Ryan wouldn't write a letter, we have been denied those extra flights.
A final question from a listener is a kind of, why not do what we're demanding that concert promoters do, and that is sell all the concert tickets at the same price, end of, the same with an airline seat. It'll cost 200 quid to get there and back to London, and that's it.
Yeah, because that now you'll exclude, you'll restore flying to become the preserve of rich people. If you were to have all the flights sold at the same fare, probably every fare would be £200.
Yeah.
And then all the passengers who get the benefit of the 29, the 39, the 49 pound fares, the fares on which we ultimately lose money, will be cut off. And we don't want to go back to making flying the preserve of just rich people. Flying should be for everybody. Young people who travel around Europe on Erasmus programs at 49, 59 quid. Retired people who are some of our best customers who jump on the 14 euro, the 19 euro, the 25 euro fares when we release them. Are we going to deny all them the right to the freedom of movement on and off an island on the periphery of Europe? It is absurd. Communism doesn't work. It failed in Russia. It failed in North Korea. You know, it will always fail. This one-size-fits-all doesn't work. Price, this kind of, you know, allowing companies to sell lead-in fares at a loss, accepting that those who book last will pay the highest fares, creates the greatest incentive for everybody and makes flying affordable for everybody, and we should guard it zealously. We have spent $250 million as a nation on a second runway at Dublin Airport. It allows us the capacity to grow Dublin to 50 or 60 million passengers. Let us use it. And I call on the new incoming government. The first thing they should do is scrap this stupid airport cap. Allow not just us, but all the airlines. We would have new routes to South Africa, to Latin America. We would have more frequencies on existing routes. And we would never have a return of this kind of 220,000 seat shortage this Christmas, which is resulting in record high airfares.
Michael O'Leary.
The one who has made me the most money this year, sadly, is Eamon Ryan. And he should stand in shame for it.
I'm sure he'd be somewhat aggrieved to know that he's lined your pockets, Michael. Michael O'Leary, Ryanair Group CEO, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.